Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 18th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're enjoying this wonderful day. You're getting a walk in today or enjoying some time with friends, doing something relaxing, and more than anything, that you are resting in the promises of the Lord. Today in Psalm 95, we see one of the great promises of who God is. He is the rock of our salvation. This image of God being the rock has to do with the terrain of the Israelite nations, especially David, when he was hiding out in the nooks and crannies of the rocks when Saul was after him. God is the rock of salvation in that way. It also tends to remind me of something that is fortified, that is strong, something that we can depend on, that is not going anywhere. So this psalm reminds us that God is that for us. It also is a warning for us. Remember, we've been talking about the rebellion in the wilderness. And this psalm reminds the people not to harden their hearts as they did in the days of Meribah. Remember the story of Moses we just read a couple of days ago where he struck the rock and he was supposed to speak to the rock? Well, the whole reason that came about is because the people wanted water and they were grumbling against the Lord. They had hardened their hearts against the one who had saved them from so many things in Egypt and in the wilderness. So as we read today, I want you to hone in on the character of God. We see him as the rock. We see him as the shepherd. We also see him as the one in whom we find ultimate rest. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What I'm struck by in this psalm is the character of God. He is pointed out in verse 1 as the rock of our salvation. He is the steadfast one. I think of a rock as something that is immovable, and that is God for us. Also, I have a picture of David running from Saul and finding a hiding place in the rocks. The Lord is our hiding place as well. We find salvation in him. And then I think about Jesus, how he is called the cornerstone. He is the one that others have rejected, but he is the chief cornerstone. He's the most important piece, the piece that holds it all together. So I see God as our rock of our salvation. Then it talks about that he is great and above all gods. Why? In his hands are the depths of the earth. Again and again, the Psalms remind us that God reigns over creation because he is the maker of everyone and everything. Then in verse 7, we see God as shepherd. Don't you just feel like you are a little sheep sometimes and you just need the Lord's hand to kind of nudge you along with his staff? I pray that today you would experience the love of the shepherd for his little flock, And then we see that God, in verse 8, that he warns us that he is a God who wants us to see his glory on display and not to have hard hearts in the face of everything that he is doing in our midst. Will you pray with me? Father, we come before you with singing because you are the rock of our salvation. We thank you, Lord, for being a great God. The depths of the earth are yours. The mountain peaks belong to you. The sea is yours because your hand formed everything. You are our maker. And so we want to kneel our hearts before you. We want to lie prostrate before you just in honor and recognition of the fact that you are King of all. Help us to believe in that spiritual reality, even when the things on earth seem wanting. For example, we needed water in the desert, and we need healing, Lord, and we need your provision in relationships. But ultimately, Lord, we need you. And so we come before you today, just reminding ourselves that you are our God, and we are your people. And we are a flock that is under your care. You care for us. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we praise you. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name, the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen.